Buonasera! My name is Marcello. I am a tour leader with Explore.
Ciao!
Come, follow me.
Behind this 200-year-old gate is the best view of one of Rome's finest fountains.
Ah, bellissima. Look at the Renaissance detail, the sunlight in the bronze. Not everyone knows about Turtle Fountain, but you will if you explore. Search explore.co.uk and don't just travel, explore.
Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Hello and welcome back to my Saturday mini-sode. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about journaling. Not that I'm an expert by any means, but it's something that I've been incorporating into my life on and off for a good few years. Having said that, I tend to be more off than on with it, and sometimes I'll only manage to write down a few things that I'm grateful for. But it's actually something that I'd really like to double down on because, as most of us will have heard, there are many benefits to a journaling practice. At the moment, my own journaling practice consists of a 6-minute diary, which is by a brand called Your Best Self. That's U-R rather than Y-O-U-R, Your Best Self. And I actually love this journal, largely because it's only meant to take 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes at night, hence 6-minute journal. But every day you write 3 things you're grateful for, you write a few sentences about how you'll make today great, and you also write out a positive affirmation. So to give you an example, the last couple of positive affirmations I wrote were, everything is working out for me, and one step at a time, and good things come to those who wait. So that's the morning bit. And then at the end of the day, you write your good deed for the day, which is actually really cool because it means you start looking for good deeds that you can do every single day. So for example, I sometimes clear a table in the coffee shop I go to while they're making my coffee. Not gonna lie, this might be force of habit from working in a coffee shop for nearly 3 years. But, you know, apart from that, I often do things like I'll make a real point of smiling at an old man and asking how he is, or always being the one to hold the door open for someone or let someone out at a junction while I'm driving. And so that's what you write in your good deed for the day. And then the next thing you write about is how you will improve. And actually, I find this one the hardest for some reason, not because there aren't loads of things I need to improve upon, but because I sometimes find that I'll write the same thing over and over again, and I find it really difficult to get inspiration to think about what I need to do to improve, even though, as I say, there are many things. But anyway, for whatever reason, I find that a bit tricky. But overall, I really love this 6-minute diary because it is so quick and it just gives you a moment in the morning and at the end of the day to just sit and have that kind of mindful moment. So anyway, journaling has definitely become quite trendy, hasn't it? Kind of part of the whole wellness movement. And you only have to look on Amazon at the insane number of journals to know how in demand they are. And I have to say, I am a total sucker for delicious stationery. So I have to stop myself from buying a new journal every frickin' week. Anyway, it turns out that there is plenty of scientific evidence to back up why we might want to start a journaling practice. For example, it is a mindfulness practice. And it boosts our memory and our communication skills, and it requires us to actually concentrate for more than 30 seconds. And let's face it, as a species, our concentration has gone way, way down with the rise of social media and everything online and these kind of snippets of information and short videos and reels. And actually, I think that's one of the best things about journaling. It's literally a way of taking some time to put pen to paper, or in my case, mechanical pencil to paper, and actually writing. My writing has got so bad over the last 20 years that I actually write in all capitals these days. But anyway, other studies have shown that journaling can promote better sleep, as well as a stronger immune system and more self-confidence. Now, another reason why journaling is really beneficial is because writing down your emotions actually helps you to process them. And I love this. When we write down our emotions and our feelings, we're actually sorting them out into categories. And this helps us deal with them. And as I said, process them. And that is particularly helpful when it comes to negative emotions like anger or jealousy or whatever it may be. Emotions that it might not be appropriate to express whenever we want to express them. And writing them down means we are actually getting them out. So we're kind of self-regulating our emotions. Journaling also helps us cultivate more self-awareness. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you will no doubt have heard me talk about how awareness is the basis of everything. Unless we're actually aware of how we're thinking and feeling and being, then we can't do anything to improve our lives or change because we're unaware that there's even a problem. So journaling can really help with that sort of self-awareness, which essentially enables us to actually get in touch with what we're thinking and feeling. And subsequently, we can start recognizing where we might be going wrong or why we might be doing certain things. Now, one thing that I found fascinating even when I heard this, is that there is research by a guy called Dr. James Pennebaker, which shows that writing in a journal can have a significant effect on your physical health. Isn't that bonkers? Not just your mental health, but also your physical health. But it's true. Pennebaker's research has shown a link between journaling and reduced blood pressure, better immune function, as well as better psychological well-being. And he says that acknowledging and labelling even traumatic events through journaling has a positive effect on us. It allows us to organise the event in our mind, like I mentioned earlier, so we can make more sense of it. And this leads to an improvement in our working memory, because it basically frees up our brain from needing to process whatever the experience was. And it's this that causes us to also sleep better. So start journaling and you're going to sleep better. So the next brilliant thing about journaling, they just keep on coming, is that it gets our creative juices flowing, which is also a way of reducing stress. And remember that a journaling practice doesn't have to just be strictly words. It can also be pictures, or it can be writing down somebody else's words, like a quote, for example. And also, the act of writing is almost like a meditation. You know how people always say that meditation allows you to just be still and be with yourself? Well, journaling does that too. It allows us to get quiet and still and just have that time and space for ourselves. By writing down our thoughts and feelings, we're also reducing stress. And it's also the perfect time to write down a few things that you're grateful for. And as we know, gratitude has a whole host of other benefits. So basically, journaling is really bloody good for us. But how should we actually do it? Well, I've already told you my current journaling practice, but I tend to not follow a particular method of journaling. Like I said, at the moment, I'm using the 6-minute diary, which has the same prompts each day. But other times, I've written in a much less formulaic way. The point is that there are no rules. But talking about rules, one of my favourite rules for life also applies to journaling, and that is just get it, D-O-N-E, done. And another favourite rule for life, do it messy. And this can be literal and metaphorical. No one else is going to read this journal, and done is better than perfect. So if you don't know where to start, just start somewhere. And in terms of when, you can journal whenever you want, morning, afternoon, evening, bedtime. Just do it at a time that feels doable, so you're more likely to actually get it done. And then if you're doing it in the morning, you can write about your intentions for the day, for example, how you want to feel that day, how you plan on making it a good day. Or maybe if you're journaling in the evening, you can journal about how your day went, what went right, what went wrong. You can also journal on something that's upset you or something that's bothering you, or even a traumatic experience that you feel that you can't really talk to anyone else about. And another journal method, which I've briefly mentioned before, is to simply write out things that you're grateful for. You can write one thing or you can write 10 things. At the moment, I just write 3 things I'm grateful for because that's part of my 6-minute diary practice. But I used to write 10 things, I think it was, 10 things I was grateful for. And they used to include future gratitude. Now, you may or may not think this is slightly bonkers, but future gratitude is literally writing down things that you're grateful for that haven't actually happened yet. So in my case, it could be, I'm so grateful that Jennifer Aniston has agreed to come on my podcast. Or I'm so grateful for my beautiful house that Johnny and I are so happy in. And call me crazy, but I do that. And well, I used to do that. And it's all about getting into the feeling of your future self, which you might have heard me talk about before. When it comes to like manifestation and all of that stuff and getting into alignment with the vibration of the things we want, we have to embody how we would feel about something we desire in the future, meaning we have to get into that feeling state right now. So yeah, future gratitude, I think, is a really good idea. But anyway, so yes, those are a few ways you can journal. Another thing you can do is literally give yourself either the same prompt or a different prompt every day. So it could be that you write about your intention for that day, or you could use a prompt like, what is the one thing that is holding me back? Or what does my future life look like? Or why am I feeling anxious? Or when do I feel most in tune with myself? When do I feel the happiest? Or when do I feel the most fulfilled? Just pick any journal prompt and just journal on that if you're stuck for something to write. Now, there is one journaling method that I've never done myself, but I would like to, which I'm just going to talk about briefly, and it's called Morning Pages, and I'm sure that some of you will already have heard of it. So Morning Pages was developed by somebody called Julia Cameron in her book, which is called The Artist's Way, which I really want to read because I've heard about it multiple times over the last few years and still haven't read it. But anyway, it basically involves writing 3 sides of paper in a stream of consciousness style, first thing every day. Now, I've always been quite intimidated by the thought of writing 3 pages, but I have to admit that it's something I would really like to try because when you read about what people actually get out of it, it sounds pretty amazing. So Julia Cameron says that, and I quote, "There is no wrong way to do morning pages." She says that you can write about absolutely anything at all. It doesn't matter, whatever's on your mind. That can be petty things, boring things like, fuck, I need to book a dentist appointment. You can write about your plans for the future. You can write about your goals. You can have an angry rant about someone. You can even write out your shopping list for the day. It really doesn't matter. But there are a few things that she is adamant about. Firstly, you must do your morning pages first thing in the morning, quote, before your ego's defenses are in place. Secondly, the writing must be longhand. And thirdly, you must fill exactly 3 sides of paper. And it says US letter paper, which I believe is A4. But I'm sure that doing 3 sides of normal journal paper would be better than nothing, you know, like A5. So anyway, morning pages is where you basically write down whatever it is that crosses your consciousness. Now, going back to Dr. Pennebaker's research, he has found that even journaling not every day, but for about, say, 15 minutes to half an hour, that can also be beneficial. In fact, he isn't a big fan of journaling every single day. So I guess it's important to just find a journaling practice that works for you. But one thing I will say in wrapping this mini-sode up is that there seems to be an awful lot of information out there that suggests that it really can be incredibly beneficial to create, to, you know, cultivate a journaling practice. And I read a few articles about morning pages in particular from people who said that doing those 3 pages every single morning has really, really transformed their lives for the better. So as I say, it's something I'm really thinking about adding into my already ridiculously long morning routine. Anyway, so if you have been wondering and thinking about starting a journal, whatever that looks like, maybe now is the time to give it a go. Because if nothing else, it's great to have a record of, you know, your life. And I sometimes wish that I'd kept a journal since I was a teenager and been really religious about it. And I had, like, you know, books and books and books of it now, but I don't, sadly. But like with anything in life, it's never too late. So that's that. I hope this has been inspiring or interesting in some way. Thank you so much for listening to this minisode. Remember that you can now support this podcast if you feel called to do so. I would love you forever. I do work incredibly hard on it and it takes up an awful lot of my time. So if this show brings you value and you'd like to give back, then supporting Spinsterhood Reimagined for just $3 a month would help me more than you know. And if I grow this show, I'll be more likely to get Jennifer Aniston on it. So if you'd like to support the show, just go to where it says support the show in the show notes. Okay, thanks again for listening. Have a fabulous weekend and remember that you are awesome. Lots of love. Bye.